What's up, my peoples? Y'all, what's up, y'all? It's your girl Sheridana, and we back at it again. Guys, I'm here to bring you guys a special edition, okay? I had the opportunity. I was actually invited by my school, Bryant and Stratton College, which is my graphic design school. This is a school that I went to before Syracuse University. And because of this school, I was able to go to Syracuse University because my professor, Lee Shelton and Bill DeForest, just saw that I was a fashion designer through the projects that I produce and show them. And so Bryant and Stratton College have an honor society called Alpha Beta Gamma, and I was initiated into this society once I was finished with college. I left Bryant and Stratton College with a 4.0, and I was able to go to Syracuse University with, you know, a lot of scholarship. And yeah, needless to say, you already know I made history. And so I wanted to kind of like share this conference where I was a keynote speaker, just super like excited about it. It was over the weekend, guys. It was 3/2/2024, and right now it's 3/4/2024. Let me just play a little song by Massaka, and then we're gonna go right into the conference, okay? Buckle your belt, tie your lips on the fields.
History making out here. Bubble yourself, dry your face for the tears. Buckle your belt, tie your lips for the fears. Homie man stepping out. I just a new beginning. Never change my circle, show my winning. Did I for change my company, y'all who we living. And cut the matic from my belly, man no new to killing. A man no fool to money, now go farm no fool for shilling. Ask the mother from your 15, had the food me bringing. No care, small it is, we happy, that's the mood we giving. No one move, we living, fuck with it, I tune, we digging. No move, me rhythm, me think them different from the start. Me put me heart in every tune, me singing. You them powerful like a dampa. Could you drop me guard down for shoot me willing? And judge a shine the light, the right shoe no dimming. But bubble yourself, dry your face for the tears. Buckle your belt, tie your lips for the fears. History we're making out. History we're making out here. Bubble yourself, dry your face for the tears. Buckle your belt, tie your lips for the fears. I'm a little juvie man stepping out. History, me know why history we're making out here. First CD when we burn, yeah. First real G when we earn, yeah. From these streets when we learn, say, yes. Don't kill down the me earn. We don't give nobody mercy, the clip I carry dirty. Me a tell her, send me a video, no have to search me. Everybody brain corrupt, every heart dirty. So my night, your blood, you only can't first me. Don't worry yourself, dry your face for the tears. Buckle your belt, tie your lips for the fear.
History will make you And that I did, y'all. So that was Massaka with history, and I play that because I'm out here making my own history, and it's a beautiful thing, right? So again, shout out to Bryant and Stratton College, and shout out to Alpha Beta Gamma for inviting me to be the keynote speaker. It was a great honor. It was a great experience. I had people crying when I finished. Like, the feedback that I got was so heartfelt. I felt like I'm in divine order. I'm on the right path. Like, I'm doing exactly what I need to be doing. I'm exactly where I need to be. And it was just a great experience, right? So without further ado, here is the presentation, right? They're going to do Brenda, which is the president. She's going to be introducing me. So without further ado, here is me, Sheridana Fiona Wilson, my keynote speaking as, I'm too lit. Okay, without further ado, guys, let's get into it. Yeah.
To welcome you to the 2024 ABG Annual Leadership Conference. This conference
significant, as you know, as it is the first to be held in 4 years due to the COVID pandemic. So in fact, you are participating in a historic event. Some of our chapters are still experiencing challenges regaining the momentum they enjoyed prior to 2020, and many wanted to attend this year's conference but were unable. But you are here now, and that's what counts. You are an exceptional group of students and people. Your outstanding scholastic achievement enabled you to join this prestigious society and be honored for your hard work. Whether you choose to continue your education or find that perfect job, your ABG membership is more than a tangible sign of academic success. It is a widely recognized hallmark of excellence and singles you out in a crowd. I appreciate and thank you for your participation this year. I thought in our audience would be our special guest, Anne Tremling, but you'll meet her and her family later. Her father was a very important person in the national organization, and he lent some money to Alpha Beta Gamma in his will when he passed from COVID a couple of years ago, so you'll be meeting her. So before we begin the workshop presentations and introduction of the keynote speaker, I would like to thank John Haley for his contributions to ABG throughout the year. In addition to his role as Chief Financial Officer, he is also our webmaster, editor of the Honors Journal, and audiovisual guru at all our conferences. Also, Renee Akers, Pamela Donahue, Tina Zagara, Kelly Cranford, and Paul Allen for their contributions to the Executive and Scholarship Committees. Thank you all. I would now like to ask our keynote speaker, Sheridana Wilson, to join me at the podium. Sheridana is a dynamic, multifaceted, and successful entrepreneur, businesswoman, and upcoming force in the fashion industry. She joined Alpha Beta Gamma in 2009 while a student at Bryant and Stratton College in Liverpool, New York, before completing her education at Syracuse University, where she was enrolled in the Visual and Performing Arts Fashion Program and Whitman School of Management. Sheridana is a native of Jamaica and currently lives just outside Washington, D.C. She started out with her own mobile beauty salon and went on to establish a niche as D.C.'s premier luxury gown designer. She is founder of Sheridana Designs, the Unity Fashion Institute, and Foundation. She has a weekly podcast, Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista, and videos on YouTube, all while balancing a full home life. Her story is inspirational. In her own words, it's not just about fashion, it's about using creativity as a tool for empowerment and a catalyst for change. Please welcome me in welcoming entrepreneur extraordinaire Sheridana Wilson.
Guys, thank you, Brenda and Grand Horizon, to everybody. I'm so honored to actually be here today, and I get the opportunity to be able to share just a synopsis of my life. And like I said, my name is Sheridana Wilson, and I'm a keynote speaker, and I'm just going to just take you on a journey of my life. So I decided to just create this presentation just to give you just a taste of what I'm all about. So from vision to visionary, the entrepreneurship, the entrepreneurial odyssey designed success in business and life with Alpha Beta Gamma. And that's the start where I begin. So next slide, please. So about me. So like Brenda said, I emanated from Jamaica, Kings of Jamaica to be precise. And from there, it really started, but basically when I reached to coming to, when I came to America, I just decided that I wanted to have a different kind of life how my parents had. So meeting a lot of struggles and not really pursuing necessarily what they wanted to do. So I just decided that I wanted to kind of pave my own way, but because of my background of being from Jamaica, it just helped fuel me with my creativity and with my drive. My dad was an entrepreneur, so that's really how I got that spirit of entrepreneurship. I think you're built with it inside of you. So without reading all these things on this page, I just want to move on. But yes, so next slide. So my educational background, like Brenda said, I graduated with honors from Bryan Strayed College with associate degree in occupational studies. And I went to cosmetology school at Phillips Institute, where I got my cosmetology license. And the reason why I got that is because my mom never knew how to do hair. And if you guys know about hair, as a woman, when your hair is done, you just feel immaculate. And because she didn't know how to do hair, once I came to America, I was 9 years old, right? And they used to be like, it's kind of crazy because my mom couldn't do hair. She used to give me these called, they call it doodle plaits. And for a chocolate sister that did not really know how to speak English, I was speaking Patois. That's a language, our native language. So no one could understand me. I had these Cooper braids. I was like, this is not it for me. So my mom used to go to the salon and she introduced me to Alice and Aunt Mo. We'll talk about that later in the presentation, which they opened my eyes to beauty and the essence of a woman's hair and how it really transformed not only like your personality, but like your energy. And when I was in that salon, I saw the magic of actually giving that to someone. And I said, I want to do that. They're magical. They know what they're doing. And needless to say, I was around them my whole entire life. And I just fell in love with hair. And I used to stay in the mirror all the time. My mom was like, get out of the mirror. But as you know, she's happy that I stayed in that mirror, and now I do her hair, and now she's fabulous, and now I'm fabulous, and I help to actually transform the collective to have that confidence in themselves when I touch them with my magical hands. And so, so that's...
Do you have house calls?
Yeah.
Do they have house calls?
I do. Actually, my salon, that's why I did mobile. I used to work for a hair cutter where I'm a manager. And even though I love my clients, I just knew like doing that kind of vibe was not what I wanted to do. So I got introduced to Glam Squad. So Glam Squad is a mobile salon as well, where we go in through the DC area and we do like news anchor, basically all the elite people, you know, MJ, manager, all that stuff. So I got a chance to be able to, you know, do everybody here, basically. Not just a celebrity, but also, you know, the girl that just wanna go to graduation and look fabulous. You know, the girl that's just getting married and she just wanna look amazing for her day. So we love to be able to just touch who we need to touch in a positive way. So that's why I got my license. And I wanna look fabulous every day. Is a fashion show for me. I don't care if I'm going to trash. It doesn't even matter. So, and so we introduced Stanford University. How did I get there? I got there because of Lee Shelton and Bill DeForest, who inspired me and really gave me that aha moment. I'm like, Shirana, do you know that you are a fashion designer? I was like, what do you mean? Like, remember in Jamaica, no one, I don't know any fashion designer in Jamaica, much less a designer from Jamaica. And so they basically, Lee was like, Shirana, you're a fashion designer. And the crazy thing is, I am, because the whole time I was creating illustration, not knowing that that's what it was called. I was, you know, using different fabrication and putting it on the notebook and doing silhouettes of girls, not knowing that that is literally, I'm doing a profi. And fast forward, she gave me a recommendation. Her and Bill Force gave me a recommendation. It was just, I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, that's me? Like, I mean, the letter, I still have my letter. I was like, it just feels so amazing that, you know, I could be able to come apart these two beautiful individuals that see my soul and my talent and my gift. And basically that letter and my presentation to Syracuse University, I got in there, no problem. Even though my counterparts, like my other classmate, it was like, it was so hard. But it's just like, when you're destined to do something, nothing and no one is going to stop you. And so I got into SU, I showed them what I was doing, and it was like, Shirana, you're awesome. I was like, okay. And then basically, fast forward, got in, and okay, you can go to the next slide. I got in, And yeah, like, basically when I got there, everything was, it was just like I was meant to be there. And I just, I wouldn't say fit in, because there's no such thing as fitting in, but yeah, so I have a lot of backstories, but we're gonna move right on. So what was my academic background at Bryan and Stratton? Okay, so I did graduate with honors, and that actually graduating from Bryan and Stratton and having that honor society helped me to go to SU with scholarships that I needed, because as you know, at the time, my dad passed, my mom is trying to figure it out with her things. So basically, I'm solo dolo trying to figure it out myself and navigate my life for what I want that's going to be comfortable with me and satisfying to me. And so being able to put out your best is always an essential, because it always comes back to be able to help you in the long run, right? So what did I do when I was there? So I volunteered to raise money for Fair House Abuse Woman. Why did I do that? Because I feel like it's an epidemic that a woman, we always have to suffer. When we are the creator, we bring so much life into the world, and we have to be supported. I'm like, well, I know I didn't get abused, but I see the effect in the world. What happens when a woman is abused, and I wanted to be a part of that solution. So we helped raise money for that. And then I was also the president of the graphic design club. As you guys can see, I love graphic design. Even though I didn't work for the newspaper like my teachers wanted me to, my graphic design skill continuously propel me in a way to illustrate my vision, and I get to use that for other people as well. I help, you know, my other friends with their business, do their logo, with their website. I have other friends that have their, you know, fashion design business, and they can't really do this, they can't really do that. If I did not have that background of design with at Bryan and Stratton College, it would be hard for me to illustrate my vision. And so I'm so grateful that I was able to have that leadership there, so I could transfer that in the real world. And so I'm grateful for that. And that was a lot of fun being the president of that. And then, yeah, once I graduated, I was initiated in Alpha Beta Gamma. And that was just saying, yo, sure, all this hard work, all this waking up super early, you know, driving there, and then the wind is blowing you, and it's this craziness, everything. It works out in the end, because when you do good, you will be celebrated. Maybe not when you want to, but when it's right on time. And so don't ever rush your process. So I always keep that in mind. And then I also, you know, organize an event to advocate community leader. I'm a strong believer of unity and collectiveness. And so I wanted to be a part of that. And Syracuse, my Syracuse family just helped me so much, not only in school, but out of the community as well. I was, you know, involved in community gardens where we actually, you know, grow fruits and vegetables for the community. And that's so exciting. And I transfer that into my kids. My daughter loves gardening now. She has like a green thumb, and now she's a chef. And everything has to be fresh, and she was supposed to be scheduled, but everything in divine order. You guys may get to see her another time when we get another opportunity. But yeah, awesome. So I love leadership, and we'll talk about that in a little bit as we progress. All right, work experience, guys. I've been a busy bee. Okay, so like I said, I've been a graphic designer. I have my own graphic design company where I you know, do my own thing from website. Every website that we have several for our design. We have one for our salon, and now we have one for Unity Fashion Institute, which I'm so proud of. I'm the founder and a professor there, where I teach fashion students fashion illustration, pattern making, and so on, and then emphasis on the fashion design business. So if you wanted to start your own fashion design brand, we definitely help you with that. So that's kind of exciting that I don't just, you know, do fashion. I get to share my wisdom with the world, and my legacy will always continue through somebody else. And I think that's so powerful. And we talk about unity and it just makes sense. And that's why I call it Unity Fashion Institute, because I'm doing my part by bringing people together. So I love that. And then my salon, of course, is called Shirt On Beauty Salon, and we are a multicultural salon. And why did I make it a multicultural? Again, that unity thing, and I just love hair. Why just stop it? Oh, she just do, you know, African hair. No. Oh, she just do, you know, Caucasian hair. No, I'm a multicultural. I can do anybody hair. I could cut. I could do blowouts. I could do weaves. I could do anything that you require to make yourself look outstanding. And that is my job. And this is actually my son. I do men and women hair. And we're going to tie, I use my son. I have tons of different pictures, but it's important to tie everything together. So I use my son picture today. And so, yeah. And my fashion design business is called Shirt On Designs. And this is last year, part of our collection. And this is a three-piece, you know, corset, you know, sort of skirt, something. And I just love the femininity of a woman. And so that's why I kind of focus on women's wear, even though I love doing men's wear too. And you guys can see that once you go visit my website. I do love men's wear as well. But it's important to focus on, like, a niche. So women's wear is my thing. And, of course, I'm a woman, so makes sense. And so, next slide, please. Okay, so my other work experience. So, like Brenda said, I am the podcast host and producer of Shirt On, the Diary of a Fashionista. So we are an international podcast. You can hear us anywhere. Music is played in podcasts, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, you know, Good Pod. Anywhere, we're there. And that is just so amazing that I don't even know how that even happened. But like I said, when something is destined for you, it will happen. So literally all I do is just share my wisdom and my experience with the world, and people seem to gravitate because I'm authentic with it. I don't tell you nothing that I don't know. Everything that I present to the world, that's my life. Been there, done that. And so, yeah. And so the next thing, my other work experience is being an author and voiceover actress. That little girl right there, that is my daughter at 5 years old. And that is our dog, Blue Eyes. And we'll talk about that later. Blue Eyes passed, and that's how this book was created. Remember, life imitate art. And so, because he died like 2 years ago, like, it was just something in me that said I had to get this emotion out. Oh, I'm not gonna cry. Oh, okay. So, so I created this series called Blue Eyes Make Beautiful and Dog to kind of like get that emotion. Remember, I'm from Vega. I never really had a dog, guys. So, and this is kind of weird. Like, I love a dog. Like, it's kind of crazy. But this little dog, Blue Eyes, he just grew on me. He grew on me so much, and because of my kids, I had, you know, I get to open my heart to this amazing dog. So this is available exclusively at amazon.com/author/Sheridana. So it teaches you about the love of a dog and like the connection that we have. And it's so crazy that I love a dog, but. And now that he's here, now that he's not here, it's like, I love him even more. So, yeah, he used to do the crazy thing. The book is so funny, guys. And then the sweet thing is, I noticed that books do not really, like, children book does not have a space where we can start encourage our kids to start writing. So I made sure that there's a part in the book where you can start, you know, assisting your children to be a writer. It's so important to know how to read and write at an early age and let them start making that be the norm. Because as we know, if you're not educated, it's going to be so challenging for you in every aspect of your life. And so, yeah, we see time and time again, you could be up, but if you don't have the capacity to maintain your wealth, it could go down because sometimes you can, majority of the time you cannot depend on somebody else and all that should be able to sustain you. You have to be able to have that stability for yourself. So self-reliance is top tier. Okay. All right. So next thing, fashion professor at UB Fashion Institute. And like I said, my professors, shout out to my amazing professor at Syracuse University. He's no longer there as well, but Professor Long is the one that encouraged me and basically gave me that recommendation right after college to be a teacher. So when I got out of college, I was teaching third, fourth, and fifth grader fashion design and sewing. And I just fell in love with teaching and sharing my wisdom with the world, basically. So that's how that started, because once I left Syracuse, my students hunted me down and said, Miss S, because they couldn't say shirt on, and said, Miss S, when are you coming back to Syracuse? I was like, well, I moved to Maryland, guys. He was like, no, you have to be able to do it online. I was like, what? Online? Teach online? I was like, yeah, you have to be doing it. And so they inspired me to create this. So that's how this was manifested. So I'm happy that I can not only teach upcoming fashion students and fashion designer, but I also share my wisdom with other designers that didn't really get the opportunity that I did at Syracuse University. And I teach them. I have other designers that they're designers, but they don't know as much as me. Well, no shade, but it's like everybody don't have your path. So, but it's still kind of your kind of job to be able to kind of like close that gap. So I teach other people that, you know, that's designers to be able to add on to their wisdom, and that's kind of cool too. So yeah, UND Fashion Institute is my baby, and this is one of my students, and basically I was helping her being organized within her portfolio. So we're creating a portfolio, so everybody who go through either our 6 months or our 12-month program, you have to create your own portfolio. Like, not no riffraff. Everything has to be top tier, as if you are what you say you are. Next slide, please. My other experience, like I said, I'm busy bee, and this is my Isabella. This is my daughter, Isabella. And I wanted to share this moment right here. And usually when we think about work experience, a woman, we don't really say that being a mom is work. Yes, it is. It's one of the biggest work experiences you're going to have in your life. And so I'm super proud of that. And yes, I created both of those designs. My daughter, Asmin, she's in love with the 1800s, so she wanted it. I made that dress in 4 days, including sourcing. So I was so happy that I was able, and my daughter is very meticulous, and you think I am this girl right here? Everything had to be like perfect. And so she helped me to actually become my greatest version as well, because if I could please her, I could please anybody. And so this was her graduation dinner. She loved Japanese and like the culture and stuff like that. So we went to this amazing restaurant in downtown in DC. So it was amazing. Okay, and this was me mentor. We also do mentor as well. And this is when I was at DC Fashion Incubator. It's a program which is no longer available because Christine, which she's a founder, she stopped doing it. But I was so grateful. We are the last class to be in the incubator, and she asked me to be a speaker, and these are young girls who are interested in the fashion industry, and I was just showing them my past collection and things that my last collection that I did, and we're just having fun. I was just talking about entrepreneurship and just like talking about my experience and things of that nature. And this was in DC. This is an awesome experience. In the incubator, we got to do different fashion show. I did DC fashion. I did everything possible as a designer in DC. So that was kind of great to actually have my designs on display, and then people would just come in and ask questions or what have you. But this was a nice time to be able to present and show them, like, what does a real designer look like? Because they don't really get a lot of opportunity to, you know, have a designer, like, up and close, so you can speak to them that actually, you know, that's relatable. So, my baby, Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated. And why did I start this? Again, in divine order, because this was destined to happen. I know on my journey, it was not easy financially, because like I said, my dad died when I was 9 years old. My mom was always working, and it was hardly any resources, and it's important for me to be able to get that and pave the way, like my daughter Elkie would say, that I have to do or must or have the opportunity to do. And so I created this foundation to be able to not only give resources to students, but to the community as well, to be able to do the things that they love. And we know that art is the key to everything, really, because you get to go in your childlike way when you go to art. And so I love that, and I know the best is yet to come for our 501c3. It is domestic and international. Because I'm an international girl, it only makes sense, because I want my vision is so big. And so it was important for me to be able to have a wide vast of range. And so, yeah, that's how that is created. We are doing an amazing job. And yes, our fundraiser is available. And yes, you can be able to check out our GoFund and donate if you see fit. And yes, we accept anything from $1 to $1 million. So, no discrimination on numbers. Okay, next slide, please. All right, like I said, it was so important to just show you this work experience, and knowing that there has to be some type of balance for me. Family is important. Your family dynamic could be a little bit different, but my kids help balance me. They're like my glue. It was just like, I'm just so grateful the universe knew that I needed these two amazing human beings. So I just wanted to share just some of the beautiful moments that my kids have, you know, given me and stuff like that. Of course, that's my son. I have a 22-year-old son. And my daughter just turned 20. She's 20. She's like, Mom, why did you use this? Because this was probably like 3 years ago, what have you. This is her graduating middle school. And we create our own tradition where we go get our nails done. So I started that since she was in middle school, because remember, a girl has to know how to present herself at all given time. When your hair is done, nails are done, toes are done, your attitude is going to be together. And I know that because I've been... No, if you notice that, when you get your nails done, you're like... Like, it just gives you that extra boost of character and that extra boost of confidence. And I want my daughter to always have that confidence in herself. And even if you can't go get it done, know how to do it yourself. Because sometimes it's not feasible for you to always go to get your nails done. So what are you going to do? We're not going to not get our nails done. No, we have to get our nails done. So she already got the memo. That seed is downloaded. Hair. My daughter had her hair blowout right now. When I said when she get her hair blowout, and of course I taught her how to do her own blowout, I feel some type of way that now she doesn't need me anymore, but I know I did my job. And so I don't want her daughter to say, Mom, you don't know how to do hair. That really bites. It really does bite, because I know how that feels, that your mom can't have that connection with you and can't really, you know, do your hair. It has to be passed on, but it's okay. So I kind of want to like stop that situation. Certain things that my parents did or could not do, I did not want to invite that into my family. And so my daughter, you know, hair, nails, toes, attitude, energy has to be in check. And same thing with my son. He knows the vibe. But he has to find, he knows how to go something, something, but at the end of the day, he still needs his counterpart to do his hair at the end of the day. So, and this is me graduating Syracuse. Super excited about that. And so, yeah. So, next slide, please. Okay, my other work experience, I'm also a freelance photographer. This is actually my niece, my daughter, my sister's daughter. This is Kyrie Lou. Love her, and I love fashion photography. I love nature and things of that nature. So I always would have been obsessed with photography since I was 5 years old, and my Uncle Warren gave me a camera in Kingston, Jamaica. Just fell in love with it. And so that's how it just continued. And remember, that's still part of art. And you still get to be able to express yourself through photography. And I absolutely love it. That's all you, everybody knows, like, I'm obsessed with modeling. I'm obsessed with photography. And we move along to modeling. And so I also created a modeling agency called Humble Confident Modeling Agency. And you're wondering why it's called Humble? Even though you might be a superstar, you gotta make sure that you always are balanced and keep that humble. There is no ego here. Make sure that you always be balanced. You know that you are amazing, but it's a certain energy that you gotta make sure that you possess to be able to keep yourself balanced. So I wanted to show the upcoming young ladies coming up that, yeah, you could be fierce, powerful, and beautiful, but you got to make sure that you're humble at every given moment. So it's important to be able to make sure to put that in. Next, being an influencer, because I'm authentic, you know, other brands want to work with me. So I'm an influencer for Amazon, Travel Plural Pro, and then Trip.com. So basically, I just share the things that I love. And you get $100. Who doesn't want that? You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, this is just a picture of me in this gorgeous robe from Amazon that I absolutely love. And I just, you know, just take pictures and just share with the world. That's what influencers would do. So yeah, next slide, please. All right, and like I said, my work experience, I'm a fashion, beauty, and business consultant. And this is my beauty brand, Sheridan Designs. And yes, I did create the logo. And it was important for me to put those leaves, because really when you're doing someone's hair, you're planting seed that will be growing. And my hand grows things. And so it's important for me to kind of like show that we are a nurturer, we are a grower, we are a creator, and I just love nature. So that's how that came into existence. Okay, next slide. And my hobbies. Okay, so even though, you know, I'm a workaholic and I just love to work, because my work is play. Let's be honest. I do art for a living, right? But don't get me wrong, being a fashion designer is no easy task, and everybody cannot do it. You have to be chosen to be doing it. And so, but with that said, my hobbies and my interests is, I love dance. Everybody know I'm the vibe. I'm the vibe everywhere I go, because it's just in me. I love having fun. I just love to express myself through dancing and music. And that's why the universe granted me with an international podcast where I could just do that every week. Go figure. So thanks God. And so also my hobbies are, of course, drawing and design. So this is actually one of my fashion illustrations that I did for our collection. So it's just showcasing, you know, my gifts and my talent with drawing. And then traveling. Who doesn't love traveling? So this is me last year. We went to Jamaica for my mom's birthday from December to January. And I was just, you know, we just in the backyard just holding the vibe. I love traveling, because traveling gives you a sense of something else. And sometimes you just need something else. And I don't mean like, oh, I don't love my life or love that. No, you just want different perspective. We want to meet new people. I just love traveling, and I just want to continue to be able to do that. And I'm grateful that the universe gets to help to treat me every once in a while for traveling. And thanks, Brenda, for, you know, making me travel here as well. I just love Florida. As you guys are, love Florida. I love the heat. And so, yeah. So, the quote of the day, and this is me when I was 5 years old in Jamaica, and I chose this picture because to show you, I've been a fashionista my whole entire life. My dad always made sure I had the best, you know, everything. And I'm just that girl. I was always this girl, right? But the universe helped me to maintain this girl. And I'm so grateful for that. So I created this quote. So live life with the innocence of a child, igniting your soul and heart with this pursuit that set your spirit ablaze. Approach each endeavor with integrity, passion, empathy, boldness, and grace. Even on your worst day, wear a smile. Embrace every moment of your journey, leaving no room for regrets. Be great, think big, dream bigger, and manifest your aspiration with ease. Live life. Life is a canvas painted with the vibrant color of your aspiration. And I did this quote because I just want you to tap in to your childlike ways. Whatever you love to do as a child, that's what you need to tap into. Me, growing up, I used to always play with dolls, you know, getting them dressed up, doing their hair. And that's what I do for a living. I get people dressed up and I do their hair. The simplest form. So I get to tap into my childlike ways every single day. And that's the most. And people are like, oh my God, you look so young. Because I'm doing what I want to do. But in a professional, consistent, authentic way that makes sense for me. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is forced, and I don't do anything just because. I do it for a purpose. I do it because I love it. So I'm always going to be youthful because I'm living in divine order and I'm living my dreams, basically. So, yes, next slide, please. Okay, so yeah, guys, so as me being a busy bee, yeah, we've been featured in a few prominent places. Like I said, we've been everywhere in D.C. and in New York, so we had the opportunity to be able to, you know, go to the Conventional Black Caucus, a fashion show at the Convention Center in D.C., being a part of Prince George's Suite magazine, being at the Waterfront Fashion Show, Copa Magazine, Howard Theater, which was like, what? Fashion designers don't go to Howard Theater. Like, I'm backstage. I see all the greatest names there. I was like, what is going on here? Like, I get to put my name beside, like, Brandy's name? Like, are you kidding me? Like, Brandy's my favorite, like, musician besides, you know, Whitney or whatever. I'm just like, it was just like, what? So, yeah, and then being in the Fillmore, it was just, like, magical. I just love it. Being in Syracuse University, Jerk Magazine showcasing. I was actually the stylist for the magazine when they're composed, you know, their composition, stuff like that. So Sharon out the Beauty Salon, we used to be doing the hair and helping Josh with styling and stuff like that. So all that good stuff. And then Howe University, you know, of course, asked me to speak and different things of that nature. And then they invited me to the Homecoming Fashion Show. That was epic. I met amazing models that I actually still use right now. So that, when I say connection, you be able to just bring your authenticness to it and people gravitate to what you are doing. So you still get to, you know, connect with amazing people. So, and then all my models are brilliant. My models are brilliant. So you, the epitome of brain and beauty. Love it. And then I also created my own charity fashion gala called Queen of the Arts, and we showcased that as well. We're in a few local boutiques in New York and DMV. Of course, I was a part of DC Fashion Week, was featured in Rochester Woman Online Magazine, just to name a few guys. So yeah, we've been a busy bee. The universe say, yes, we love what you're doing. Let me just give you a little. So, and this is all great, but don't take that to your head, right? Just do the work. Do the work. Sometimes you're not going to get featured right away. Be okay with that. Just know that you're in divine order and just do your work. So, I love that about me. And this, remember, this doesn't just happen first year. This is like 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, you know what I mean? Inside of your journey. So, your moment is not going to come right away, so be patient and wait your turn, as they say. But it's not like wait your turn, it's like when you are ready, the universe will align. Okay, next slide, please. And then this is just some of my work, my portfolio. And if you guys want to see more, you guys go to my website at sharedondesigns.com. And like Brenda said, we love doing couture designs. And so that's what we do. We make clothes for a woman that knows herself, know that self, and just want to become her greatest version. Remember, clothes is not just clothes. Clothes is an expression. This is how you speak to the universe. It shows what you want to say. And so we get to be the creator for that. So I love to be able to, you know, create all kind of beautiful garments. And I'm just obsessed with beautiful fabrication and nature. And I just love construction. I just love design, y'all. I can't even help it. And I'm grateful that I get to play all day, really, for real. Next slide, please. So these are just other designs. Like I said, we do a wedding gown. We do, you know, went to an award show. We do all kinds. We do a lot of, like, 3-in-1 and stuff like that. So the dress there, you can wear the top piece by itself. The corset dress, you can wear it by itself. You can also put it down and wear another kind of way. And it's important for me, if you're going to, when you come and invest with Sherron Design, it's not just design. We do work of art. And so, and then we want to make sure that you get your money's worth and have more than one look. And so we love a 2-in-1 because I know for me, I want to just spend, you know, maybe like $1,000, $1,500 and then one time, no man, no sir. And so I love to be able to have that versatility and show our clients like, yo, we value you. Thank you for supporting our business. So yeah, next slide. All right, so this is basically the end of our presentation. I would love everybody to be able to follow us on our Instagram and on our YouTube page. We are doing amazing work. And if you guys want to connect with us, if you guys want to work with us, if you want to give us a referral, we're so grateful and open to be able to work with people who want to work with us. And that's so, so important. Work with people who want to work with you. And I want to just leave you guys with my favorite quote, and do not confuse a creator with a dreamer. A dreamer only dreams, but a creator, oh, they're going to always bring their dreams into reality. And so that has been like my thing that I have to tell myself. Like, I'm a creator, and I'm always make my dreams come to reality. Rain or shine, if I'm having a bad day, I'm still going to act like nobody don't know, because I have that professionalism. I have that where I know I gotta make it happen one way or another. So I thank you guys for sharing my experience. I hope you guys learn something and have fun. And thank you guys so much. And this is my final quote. Remember, to whom much is given, much is required. One of the keys to success is to tend to your garden and watch it flourish. Just to have fun, stay consistent, be authentic, be bold, courageous, and kind, and the universe will take care of the rest. Thank you guys.
Okay, guys, so that was my presentation. I pray that you guys, you know, could really relate to what I was saying and like my journey of, you know, being a successful fashion designer, business owner, CEO, and mom. And it's been an amazing experience, and I wouldn't change anything. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys. And a sidebar, the restaurant that I love in DC that I actually took my daughter for her graduation dinner was at Nara's. So if you want a fabulous Japanese, authentic Japanese restaurant, make sure you guys go to Nara's and tell them that Sheridana sent you. Okay, so you guys, that is all I want to share with you guys today. And we're just going to finish out with a song by Taylor. And I just love this song. It's called Truth or Dare. It's been just tearing up the charts, y'all. It's been tearing up the charts. She's been doing her thing, and I'm so proud of her. She's also a international girl. And you know what I'm saying? Island girls, we out here just making it do what it do. So without further ado, Taylor. All right, so let's go.
Hold on, did
Truth or Dare, y'all. That is a vibe, and that is the end of our podcast today. Like I said, this is a special edition. It is Monday afternoon right now, and it's 5:29. We about to sign off. If you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, it is not by accident. It's in divine order. And I want everyone who's listening to this podcast to follow me on my YouTube page at Sheridana. And then go straight over to my Instagram page at Sheridana. And make sure you guys are following us there. And then go to our business page at Sheridana Designs LLC. Once you finish with that, go straight over to Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista Instagram page. Make sure you guys also follow us there to stay posted on what is popping off in our podcast and what's popping off in music. Because all, as you know, we keep you updated to the hottest song that's in music globally. And we also keep you in tune what's popping off in fashion and business and entrepreneurship. So make sure you guys keep it locked. Without further ado, go and have an amazing day and go and be great. And remember, do not confuse a creator with a dreamer. A dreamer only dreams, but a creator, oh, they're going to always bring their dreams into reality. So make sure that you bring your dreams into reality. Go and have an amazing day. I love you guys. Peace. Yeah.